Hello, patrons. Thanks so much for your pledge. Let's talk about episode number 3. I feel like we played better this game, or that episode. Or Adam's rolls just were more accommodating.
It's funny. I either missed or I crit. I didn't like.
Yeah, there was
very little in between.
There was no middle ground. We still like landed stuff.
Yeah, well, and I think that's a byproduct too of the fact that 2 out of 3 of you have 18 armor class. So often for me to hit, it has to be a crit. So
and often for you to hit, it's also Velimir. It turns out like
I can either go after Velimir or I can hope for crits on the other two of you.
Yeah. You crit me once and you crit Velimir twice, right? Baron didn't even get hit this episode.
I haven't gotten hit in 2 episodes.
Jesus Christ.
You're just loving life.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's easily dropped the most.
Temperance is on my side.
Temperance on your side. Temperance
Something
guide.
Is. Something's on your side. In terms of the actual fights, Adam, what was in the swamp?
Nothing, man. It was just a swamp.
Would we have fought the bugs while in the swamp and not being able to move? Like,
so this whole encounter could have gone so differently because of had, for example, like Gassy, if you hadn't rolled well on your perception check to notice the hive, I was just going to be like, cool, you step in it, the bugs swarm you. And then it would have been Velimir and 8 attacks every round until y'all got over there.
Jesus Christ, that would have sucked.
Two rounds of you getting chewed on.
You would have died.
I mean, I still got dropped by the fucking bugs.
So the other thing, and this is kind of a cool thing that I can do. I had ready something in the swamp too. Like I had some crocodiles or alligators or whatever.
I figured there was.
So had I decided instead, I was either going to go with the bugs or the crocodiles. Like if you had just tried to wade through the water, I might have been like, crocodile attack. You fight them in the water. That's kind of a cool set piece.
Yeah.
So it's one of the things, like I'll set up the encounter, but I won't necessarily use all the pieces that I have on the board.
Yeah.
Did you think that we would use levitate to cross it like that?
I mean, I've learned to not try to. I just present the challenge, and then y'all figure out whatever mysterious thing you want to do.
I feel like we completely overcomplicated that entire thing, but it worked out.
Probably.
It worked out fine.
If anyone was watching us that decided to not attack us, like from say up the road or like they're just hiding in the bushes. We look fucking impressive.
Who are these cool magical?
I'm surfing across. There's like air and shit and levitation.
Honestly, I think that kind of behavior really only paints you as one thing. It's putting a big PC flag on your back and being like, I'm a player character. I'm overcomplicating simple situations.
Yeah. Well, as soon as like, I didn't even think about it, but someone was like, why are these guys not using a crossbow? And it's like, oh. Well, I'm not going to be like, we just cancel everything and shoot a crossbow because this is kind of cool.
I saw it in the chat too as well. And it's one of those things too that happens. I try not to look at, there's like a balance of like checking chat, but not, you know, just to try to stay focused and not be influenced by chat.
Right.
But you see stuff like that and you're like, oh, fuck, I could totally do that. But then I'm like, I can't do that because my player is my character is not thinking about that. He's just like, you know, focused in. And that's what I was saying too for Velimir. Like he's just got done being itchy as fuck. He's ready to just do something, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than just being like, oh.
Yeah, can we talk about the poison ivy situation? So how was that for you?
It was annoying as fuck. It wasn't too bad, but like just keeping exhaustion, not being able to, as soon as you said like, yeah, you're not able to sleep, I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna still have exhaustion.
Yeah.
Right.
How many days was my character exhausted?
Like three? I think two or three, something
which
like that.
Translated like that into about 2 hours, I think, or 3 hours of the show.
Disadvantage on all your rolls is kind of a big deal.
That's a bummer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's this thing in GMing where with NPCs, the best way to make something interesting happen with them is to create what we call a PC NPC PC triangle, right? So there's one PC and the NPC, and they have a relationship, and then another PC has a relationship with that NPC, and they're either different or at odds with each other. And that's sort of what I was doing with Twi and Velimir and Baron, right? And that situation worked out great. Like I was so glad that Baron like covered for her because I thought that was so much more interesting. And it was funny watching chat because chat was, as they always are, so bloodthirsty. They're just like, an NPC did a bad thing to you. Just murder them and
kill Twi. Yeah.
Yeah,
like she's
12. I almost wanted to kill Twi when she was on the raft. Like I thought about like different ways that I could get her to let go of that. Like I thought it was like, I'm just gonna fucking throw a javelin at her and hope she doesn't die. Like, I have to get over there and help the team. And if this fucking child won't let me cross, like, that's why I came up with the, like, oh, there's one on. Because I actually have, like, a big thing against bugs. And so if people fuck with me, one of the ways this dude is like, oh, there's one right on you. So, like, in my head, I was like, oh, I'm just going to go with that and hopefully it works out.
Yeah, we're also, she's a child, too.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
I'm still panicked that she has no idea what the fuck's going on anyways. Like, she wouldn't even think to be like, oh, where couldn't have possibly been here.
Yeah, and luckily I rolled well on the deception roll, so.
No.
So that worked out. That was cool.
Wondering casting command on her.
Oh, you're gonna command. Wait, you had command this entire time?
Yeah, but I only have two spell casts, so I got to be very frugal with them.
Command, command. I played the cleric was the first class I played in D&D. Command is like one of my favorite spells in the history of D&D.
Yeah,
only because it's like any word, man. Like you could do some really fucked up shit with that word.
Yeah.
You can't say die, but you could say like don't move. You could say like drop your weapons. You can or drop or.
Yeah, like
it's good.
Another time I was thinking about using it was when the guy was running away from us when we were fighting in the main village.
Yeah.
And if I didn't kill him with your crossbows and command. No.
I got that shit.
Yeah.
That was one of Velimir's highlight moments. Just like looking, I liked. I love that part. I mean, we're not recapping that one, but that was really cool.
Yeah,
I like that part.
Yeah, it. I'm interested to see command. I think is like I think it's one of the best spells to allow creativity for a new player because you don't know the rule set and you don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work. So like you can either do really fucking cool things or you could fail really hard. Both of which are like super interesting things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit toned down in 5th edition, though, from what I remember. I haven't read the full spell, but like in 2nd, it was downright broken a lot of the times.
Yeah,
it can be useful for sure. It's also tricky. Like if you have a party, like a slightly bigger party, then you can. On one hand, you have to heal more people, but on the other hand, you can kind of like. Take up a little bit more space with your spells. You can pick other stuff right now, especially at first level, being able to get Velimir up off the ground every fight is real important.
Yeah. No, I know I would have straight up died probably several times over if that wasn't a thing.
Yeah. I was pretty nervous that you were going to roll that one.
Dude, every time. And well, every time we say it too.
The thing is,
I have to remind you because I don't want you to be like,
you remind me of it. And I'm just like, oh shit, literally by this click, I could kill my character.
I've died that way before. So it sucks.
I mean that's a 1 in 20 chance, right? But the other thing that was happening was that had you not gotten rid of like both of the ones that were attacking him, or even one of the ones that was attacking him, had any of the bugs that was still on Velimir gotten to go, it would have been an instant two more
saves.
Death saves, yeah. So that would have been game over for Velimir.
Yeah,
that scary would have been shit, man,
for sure.
scary world.
I do like that that mechanic, and also the fact that you know we're 3 weeks in, and like we've already had like 9 or 10 brushes with death. It makes the game interesting, and I also think it's also putting a lot more weight on us to like actually when there's a moment of. Like bringing out a character, like I think Dan had a great example today when there was a moment for him to kind of bring out his past and guide Twee with what he thinks would happen and kind of like the rage or whatever Adam was saying. Mm-hmm. Like he built his character a lot in that one little scene. Had he not had all those brushes with death, he might have been not inclined to do so. And so I kind of like the system for that. Like I've played a lot of systems with Adam where death is not that. At least from my perspective, like it's not that evident. And so there's a lot of times where it's like, oh, well, we'll let someone else kind of take control of this scene. But I feel like we're all fighting to grow our characters almost in every episode as much as we can because we might die very soon.
Exactly right, yeah.
And all this very slow leveling is going to make the level 2, like make us appreciate it so much more when we finally level up. And get an extra hit die and more skills and stuff.
We'll get into like a fight and be like, oh shit, we can do this now.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You know what's going to happen too? We're going to be like, ah shit. And then you're going to remember you can do something to like, you can actually do something about the current situation you're in because of the level 2 upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The level 2 upgrades, level 3 is going to be like the big one.
Yeah. That's the big one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, sure. I don't know if Adam's planning on giving us XP for like completing the mission and stuff when we get back. I would assume he is, but I have no idea how much that will be if we do. But like level three, we all get to choose like our subclasses and like we get a shit ton of abilities. And even for level two, we like you guys just said, we get a lot of stuff. Like Max, you get the ability to do a bonus action to dash, disengage, or hide every move.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can move 60 feet, or you can run away and not take an opportunity of attack if you're in, like, a shitty situation.
Yeah.
Or you can hide. Like, you could fucking just be like, yeah, I'm just going to disappear.
Fucking ninja vanish, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, which is awesome. Wow. I forgot what my level 2 stuff is. I'll have to look it up. But I think we were talking about this in the other recap as well. Just, like, we're all fiending for level 2 right now because we're going to get so much. Dan's going to get an extra spell slot.
Yeah. And I get my... AoE heals and slash turn undead.
I'm trying to let me see what the
aspirational thinking. It's interesting because the encounters so far have been like medium, and now that we're a few episodes in and y'all are kind of getting a handle on your character, I can start to push for deadly encounters or whatever they're called, the next stage up.
Yeah, because these haven't been deadly at all.
Well, the thing is, like, yeah, Velimir, there's a reason that you go down, right? You're 13 AC, puts you in a position where you get dropped more often because I hit more often.
Yeah.
And as we saw with the bugs, like, if I'm only getting a +2 on my rolls, even if I'm rolling 6 times, I'm not going to be hitting that often.
Is there any way to, like, am I just kind of stuck with this AC forever, or is it just kind of...
At first level, you kind of are, you know, because there aren't a lot of like character abilities that'll give you boosts, but you can start getting magical versions of the equipment you already have.
Yeah.
You know,
that might be nice.
And also, like, is the rogues level up? I don't know if you looked in the player's handbook at all, but like, as you get super like 5, I think like 3, 5, and 7, you start getting things. It's like you dodge everything, so you take half damage from everything. You have the ability to give disadvantage to any attackers on you. Like, you start being able to get out of the way.
Pretty annoying.
The other thing too you got to think of is when we hit level 2, we all get a fuck ton of more HP.
Yeah.
Which will really, really benefit us.
Level 3, I get aid, which will help boost our health pools a little bit.
Yeah. What is that? A D8 on top of all of our HP, right?
I think everyone gets 5 additional hit points.
Yeah. That'll be great for fights. That'll be huge for fights. So,
yeah.
What about story-wise? Like, what do you guys think where we're going? We'll leave Adam out of this. He'll just be a fly on the wall. Where do you guys think we're going with this?
Well, now we're in the village, right?
We lost Twee. We got to find Twee.
Yeah. I don't know if she scampered off or if somebody, like, snatched her. I'm not sure. Like, definitely. I doubt we're just going to find her. Like, be like, oh, here she is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It might happen that way, but either way, that keeps it interesting.
She kind of seemed hesitant about going back to the village, and she was kind of unsure what was going to happen to her. So she may have decided, "Oh, I'm just going to leave with my brother."
Yeah,
they're distracted.
Maybe one encounter too many. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be
for her perspective too. It's just been like deadly encounter after deadly encounter, deadly encounter. Maybe she's been like, "Okay, maybe I don't just go with these people." I don't know.
Right, right. We'll see. Like I could totally see the party just being like, "Oh, she's gone." Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was going to
like. Like, oh, okay. Well,
do we?
I mean, that's not our mission. Like,
it's not our mission. Yeah. And if she did that.
Yeah. I don't know how much
I'm going to feel bad if that comes back up.
You
know it will.
I'll have to find someone else to be insulting to us.
I find it interesting that I feel like there will be repercussions for Velimir that he didn't do anything for the Hanged God or the Hanged Man. Sorry. For the monk.
Oh, that I didn't participate or whatever?
Yeah. I wonder if there will be repercussions for that.
Yeah. There's a reason, too, that he didn't do it. There was a hesitance, and that was intentional.
Yeah. But,
yeah, we'll learn more about that, I'm sure, eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like me and Dan also. Dan, did you give a reason? Did you say your reason? Because I didn't want to at all, but I was going to if Adam was going to make me, but...
I didn't make it public, but you can infer the reasons based on what I've been telling about my hit pass and stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. I think we were all kind of, we didn't want to give too much away for the character, but we had a pretty good scene right before that. So we were able to give
it was, It was really cool to be able to introduce some new facets of the world, right? This is the thing, like we spend all this time out in the wilderness where there's just like monsters and really the only people you've talked to has been Tui and Somning. Mm-hmm. So the closer you get to civilization, the more kind of like that part of the world becomes evident. So, you know, like the cult of the hangman and some of the other like religions, being able to explore kind of how the town is governed. It's going to be cool to be able to explore.
Looking forward to seeing a town. Like,
yeah, me too.
One of my favorite things in D&D is just having a town to walk around in. Cause there's so many different things you could do.
That's the thing too. Is like a lot of people think, I think especially new people that are getting into D&D, like I'm not seasoned with D&D, whatever. I'm getting a little more into it now, but people that come to say this stream and are completely new to D&D, they think it's just like, fight. It's like, yeah, well, nothing's happening, right? Like nothing's happening. When really, like some of the most cool encounters and experiences that I've had playing any sort of role playing, whether it be D&D or Pathfinder, is dialogue stuff. Like really neat stuff and like player choices. Some of the most impactful choices you can make is the dialogue option.
Yeah, I mean, and you guys haven't experienced this yet, but Adam does some really fucked up things with a lot of the choices that I've had to make in the past. Like in Swan Song, my character Higgins had to make some really like show altering decisions and they fucking sucked because I had to make a decision right there.
Exactly right.
And it's I had to like what the conversation was an actual conversation that I could see myself having with someone. And we like Jeff and Adam have busted into a whole thing on like morality and like what is life about. And it actually wasn't like a bullshit conversation. It was like they were actively having this conversation through their characters. And so I'm interested, like we had a little bit of that I felt too when Dan was talking to Tweed tonight. Like you could see that there was like a little bit of an actual conversation occurring.
I think some of this stuff comes from like for me playing role-playing games, you know, we're having a conversation and the rules are there to help move the conversation in certain directions. And when you make your character, you're saying something about the kind of conversation that you want to have in the game. It might just be like, I'm interested in this stuff about the setting, but it might also be like, I have some thoughts about this particular kind of thing. And the way for me to kind of interrogate that, to figure out what those things are that you want to kind of like have this conversation about is to include NPCs that either create contrast or challenge or reaffirm the stuff that your character is about. And so to that end, like coming home from being out in the wilderness, even if home is like a dangerous place, even if the town has like its own shit going on, NPCs allow me to have that conversation with you guys as players.
Right. Yeah. And I think it should be next episode, but I'm not 100% sure. We're going to have Jeff joining us soon for a couple episodes. So
cool.
We'll have a fourth character. I have no idea what he's going to play. I haven't really talked to him about that. I'm not even sure if Adam has yet. We've been pretty busy with other stuff. And then I guess for just like the Patreon purposes or the pledge purposes, we sent Adam all of his stuff for audio equipment. He got like the mixer and the mic.
I got all the good stuff.
Yeah, because we ordered it from Canada, but I ordered stuff from the US Amazon and it's not going to be there for like fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's just the nature of shipping to Canada apparently, right?
Yeah, like customs is just like, no. You're going to sit in our fucking customs building for like a couple days. And so like he doesn't have any of the wires hook anything up like that. So whenever that gets added, Adam will be on the same setup I have. And I need to get for Jeff as well. Because if you've been on a show with Jeff before, you know that his mic is a little bit rough. And there's usually extra people on the show that you don't intend to be there with. So that'll be in the future as well. But yeah, I think that that'll do it for the discussion portion of the show. Anything you guys want to say about your characters, like looking moving forward, what you're looking forward to, what the audience should look for, hints, anything like that?
I don't know, Dan. Yeah, I've been playing kind of stuff close to the chest just because there hasn't been a whole lot of, there's been opportunities to share a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, do we know that this is our first like thing together, like as a group? Yeah, this is our first thing. That's what I've been like, operating under.
It's your first thing altogether as a group.
All together, but we've had like you know.
But some of you may have worked together.
Exactly, and that's partly why the reason my character hasn't really opened up like about a whole lot of things. He's still kind of forming bonds and strengthening existing bonds between the characters.
Yeah. And what'll be fun too, when we incorporate Jeff's character and subsequently for every character, we'll get to do another reading. So we'll tie all of your characters to Jeff's character. So it won't just be like random stranger joins the party. You'll have existing connections to it.
Would you like to come along too on an adventure?
Adam, I didn't catch it till after we started or till after the thing happened tonight, but did they recognize me or did they recognize the fact that we were magistrates with the wagon?
The wagon, they recognize that you're magistrates.
They didn't recognize me though.
Okay. Yeah. Not you specifically. They recognize that you were an heir genasi, which makes you a big deal to begin with, but they were being obsequious because you're magistrates and that's
okay. Cool.
They're really,
yeah, cause I wasn't sure if you were like hinting at that. No. People in the audience were like, why do they care so much that these people, and I think that was just because we were magistrates. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Cause they were peasant folk.
Yeah. Dan, for your character, any, you've kind of like talked a lot about your past, so.
Yeah, like this is like my first real D&D session that's lasted more than just one time. Right. So this is like my first time. I'm getting better at filling out my character and being my character, I think, with each session. So I'm looking forward to like in town to give me an opportunity to talk with people and go into more about his past, because I'm sure it'll be brought up because it's important to who he is and why this mission that we just went on is going to be so important to him.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll do it. We'll see. Also, we're going to start doing these after the episodes now for everyone watching. We did the last one prior to, and I know a lot of people were just confused and upset that they couldn't watch that before the next episode. So we'll be doing post-episode discussions moving forward, and hopefully you guys will like that. If you have
fresh
any comments,
too.
Do what? It's fresh on it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew we kind of have a good idea of everything we want to talk about. So if you have comments, questions, feel free to post on the comment section on Patreon and we'll read those, of course, and take your feedback. If not, we'll see you guys next Tuesday for another episode of Court of Swords at 4:00 Eastern. We're out. Have a good one. Bye-bye.